Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Ed Sheeran with Bad Habits. I'm loving this song. Really, really great. It is 8:33. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your morning mayhem. It's 101.9 Hi FM. Dobby Ruert is the chief economist at the Efficient Group. He joins us this morning. Can South Africa afford to go to any harder levels of lockdown? Good morning. How are you? Dobby, good morning. Are you with us? There we go. Now I can hear you.
Oh, that's better. Good morning to you.
How are you doing?
I'm fantastic, thank you. I hope the same with you.
Good, I am. Were you relieved that last night we weren't given tighter restrictions?
Yes, very much so. The South African economy is really in a bad state, and we simply cannot lock down the economy further. But I must tell you, I'm quite happy with the speech of the president last night. If you compare this to, say, 18 months or so ago, when we had these family meetings, so we had all sort of silly the rules that the president announced and all sort of silly lockdowns, but I think didn't have much of an impact. This time around, it is very clear to me that the president is very concerned about the economy, rightfully so, but at the same time, he's urging people to act responsibly and to get vaccinated and all that. So no, I think the president made the right decision, the right kind of comment. I like the speech quite a lot.
And he even made a comment about wanting to get to a situation that we don't have this state of, I don't know, disaster and whatever it might be.
Whatever.
Yeah. And he does seem to be indicating that we have to move towards more freedom. The fact that he took on the other countries around the world in terms of travel ban, I would imagine, is also a positive sign.
All of those are, yes, certainly. But what is clear is that the president is most important to him is that, of course, we have to be safe, and the health of the people are important, but the very important to him is the health of the South African economy. And I can tell you that the economy, although the major numbers or the big numbers this year will look quite good, there's a lot of technical reasons for that. And next year, I'm afraid economic growth is going to be significantly lower than this year, and we need to do whatever we can to get this economy going. In fact, I would get rid of all the lockdowns as soon as possible and put the emphasis on education and on a vaccination and opening up the economy as soon as possible.
Mm. Is there any chance, you know, and this is the thing that worries me as well, is as an economist, you'll tell us this more than I will, that we need confidence. People spend money when they feel confident. I saw our own behavior. We've booked to go away down to the Western Cape at the end of next week, and suddenly we're starting to feel a bit nervous. Is this going to happen or isn't it? So maybe do we need to buy all of that stuff in preparation, because maybe we won't need it? So you spend less as you wait to see what, because you don't have the confidence.
It is uncertainty. Uncertainty is certainly not good for any economy.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly the same. Yeah, I know of how many people saying, listen, I don't know whether I will be allowed to fly out, so I'm not going to buy a ticket in anyway, for example.
Right.
People are doing exactly the same sort of thing. So people postpone consumption, and that's bad for economic activities. It's uncertainty. And the sooner we get certainty and clarity on the way forward, the better for the economy. But on top of all of that, we have a confidence issue in South Africa. We've lost a lot of confidence in government. Confidence levels and the various confidence indices in South Africa are all at record lows, and that is also bad for the economy. But so confidence and certainty, those are the two important things to get the economy going.
Do you think there's any chance that they will lock down interprovincial travel?
I really don't think so. Listening to the president last night, I think the emphasis now is on getting people vaccinated and getting people convinced to get vaccinated. That's where the emphasis is. The president mentioned the economy quite a number of times.
He did.
And that's right. I think what we need to do is get rid of the state of disaster totally. But again, put the emphasis on people getting vaccinated and people acting responsibly. Take responsibility for your own actions. But certainly, I don't think there will be a further lockdown. I think it's the wrong thing to do to lock down the economy further. Although it's possible that there could be some other measures, like,
yes,
for example,
of course, restrictions on gatherings in terms of numbers
sort
of people.
That sort of stuff. But I don't think there will be a lockdown on locking the borders between the various provinces. That will be really devastating, especially for the leisure industry. I mean, the restaurants and hotels and things have gone through a horrible time, And many of them are absolutely on their last legs. And if there's a further lockdown, I'm afraid we're going to do immense damage to that specific industry. But other parts of the economy as well will suffer.
Yeah, what was also interesting to me, and that's why I think he won't do it, is he mentioned a number of times that although the predominant cases are in Gauteng, they are already in other provinces.
Everywhere.
And the fact that he's now waiting another week to see if further restrictions are going to be required means by that time, we can't count on the fact that this will be everywhere.
Yeah, and the argument's exactly the same for international travel, because it's everywhere already. So why lock that down? Again, act responsible, get vaccinated, but allow the economy to function as normally as absolutely possible.
Yeah. In terms of mandated vaccines, do they have an impact on the economy either way?
Well, that's a bit of a tricky one, because I'm not convinced that we should force people to get vaccinated. My personal view is that you should leave it to the individual to make a decision for him or herself. But I think what we need to do is to try to convince people to get vaccinated. If there's a mandatory vaccination for everybody in the country, I think in the longer end it will be good for the economy, obviously. But it's always better to take people along with voluntary instead of forcing people. So from a personal level, I think rather educate people and convince people of your argument, but I really will be reluctant to force people to take medicines that they don't necessarily want to take. So I'm against forced mandatory vaccination. And if we can actually achieve high levels of vaccination on a voluntary basis, that is probably the best possible outcome.
It's interesting to see, because these types of decisions are often very much politicized, and people who obviously are looking for a more free market generally tend towards saying no restrictions of any sort, including things like that. But what we have seen is that certainly some restrictions have been required in order to not destroy the economy on the other extreme.
Yeah, I guess I'm also part of that camp of people thinking that there should be as few restrictions as possible. I'm very much pre-market oriented. What I must tell you is that, whenever you give politicians more power, they always misuse that over time. And we have seen what has happened the past nearly 2 years in South Africa, more power. And sometimes politicians completely, totally misuse this with ridiculous and silly rules that they've implemented the last couple of months. We know about all of these things. So we always have to be very careful. If you give more power to politicians, make sure you take it back whenever the circumstances change again. But that is something that happens worldwide, not only in South Africa. Politicians misuse power and always try to limit the power that they have. But I guess sometimes there are a crisis. There's some sort of crisis that pretty much what we have currently. And it is necessary sometimes for somebody to take tough decisions, provided that they give that power that they've taken for themselves, they give it back once the crisis is over. I hope that is going to happen, but I must tell you, that's something that that's our responsibility as voters.
Absolutely.
To make sure that the politicians stay in the straight and narrow.
And don't abuse that power. Davi Ruit, Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, talking to us about the lockdowns and the impact on the economy.